Bam! And just like that, you've got the mountain man in the building. Tonight's special, I have with me the front woman for Crushed Velvet, Miss Jenner Barrington Ward. And we're going to start off tonight, and we're going to play one of her songs. This is a recent release. These indie artists and these types of songs, this new music, is how I got to listen into TBOU 24/7 radio, with the variety and the new people that we have on here. Is how I got started before I was offered a chance to get in here and talk junk on the mic. So we're going to start off real quick with the anthem. And that was Anthem by Crushed Velvet. And if you're just tuning in, I have Miss Jenner Barrington Ward here with me. And you still with me?
Yeah, Jenner? I'm still here.
All right. We had a little bit of technical difficulty starting off. I hate that happened on one of your songs, some of your new music. So that is off the EP Better Late Than Never.
Correct.
What can you tell me about that title?
So actually, those are my newest releases, but those are actually older songs.
Okay.
Signed a long time ago, and crap happened. And
right.
This song, Anthem, If You Break Her Heart, were two of the songs that were supposed to be released.
Right.
But it didn't happen. But I own my own copyright and stuff. So, you know, I've been trying since then to do an independent release, right?
Good.
But life is hard.
Life is hard. It gets in the way sometimes. So you've been doing this for a minute, right?
Oh, a little minute and a half, yes.
All right. So you started.
So try not to date myself here, because you know how the industry hates that too. But also in the same token, being proud of who I am and what I've done, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks.
There you
that.
Go. That's awesome.
So, but age is also a number, but I also get it. But so done this for a while, right? So I'm, what happened is I've been trying to do it. And my history in the industry and the business is that people want something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they don't really want, and if you're an attractive young Black woman like I was doing this, something that was very different, first of all, because it was so different, people did not like it. People would listen to my music, especially Anthem is a whole damn song.
Right.
People would listen to it. I got somebody wanted to put that in an indie movie back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then the people met me and they flipped out because it doesn't sound like what they think a Black person should sound like.
Wow.
And then I would go to auditions because I'm also a dancer, and I would go to auditions and I would sing and people would be like, what the hell is that?
Right. So you're blowing their minds.
So, yeah. So I get that. So that's one part. But the other part is that there are people who want to exploit that and will give you great deals and offers.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had a clean deal.
Wow.
It's all so, you know, I'll get back to that in a second, but Better Late Than Never is, I actually wrote a song called Better Late Than Never, but I hate it, so I'll never sing it. But the whole point was, is that I told myself when COVID happened, you know, first I was supposed to go on tour, that never happened. And then I got sick from COVID and almost died. And I didn't think I was ever going to sing again. And I said, I got to get this out, you know, Better Late Than Never. And I've been saying it for years. So I took four songs that were already produced.
Okay.
If You Break Her Heart and Anthem were produced a long time ago. Those songs are analog, actually. But I had them digitized in 2000-something.
Right.
Mike Davis. I had them digitized, updated. The songs are great. Excellent production then. You know, excellent remastering now. And then Release Me, which is not that old. And then the newer song on that is still a demo. It's Torn Apart, which is a couple of years old, you know, written wise. A song being written and a song being produced, of course, are two completely different things.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
This is kind of a reboot for you, maybe.
So that's exactly what it is. So I was supposed to go on tour in 2020, but nobody went anywhere.
Right.
So
unfortunate.
I had to do something, and I got to release something. Anthem I released in 2018, and I thought I was going to do the reboot then.
Right.
But of course, some other crap happened.
Of course.
And of course. So, but you know, hey, you got to just keep going.
That's
so
it. You got to keep going.
I remember somebody once asking me, you know, like, how long do you keep trying? I go, till you get it or you give up. I mean, those are your two choices. You stop when either you get what you want or you give up.
That's a big question. And a lot of people, you know, will give up when they reach some adversity, you know. And I know just looking around a little bit, you had run into some stupidity along the way. And first off, I'd say, your stuff's awesome, and I'm glad you didn't quit. I'm really glad you didn't quit. So it's fortunate for the rest of us that you stuck with it.
Well, I mean, I did quit. I mean, I quit. So I think if there's music, which is making music, singing music, writing music, playing other people, and then there's the music business, which is like making sure your stuff is, you know, copyrighted, you're protected, all that good stuff. And then there's the industry.
Right.
And to me, those are three separate entities. I quit the industry.
I got
you. Many times. I would always make sure my business was taken care of, but I write every day. I have been doing that since I was 10.
Okay.
So that isn't anything that stops. So that part of it never stopped.
Okay.
But I got really jaded at a point, you know, so.
I got you. Well, I certainly can understand that. And I mean, you know, just when we talked briefly before doing the show, I get the idea that you are an intelligent and strong and no nonsense woman. And that's cool. It intimidated me a little bit. I think it scares the hell out of a lot of us guys, but I think it's cool.
It scares the hell of all of them. But
yes,
you know,
I will admit that it's scary.
The truth of the matter is that, and I'll tell you a secret, is that it has to be that way because I've been victimized so much in my life.
Okay.
It is just, my life has been brutal. And what I mean, it's not as bad. I mean, trauma's trauma, you know. People get traumatized, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can either, I mean, I suppose put it like this. I've spent thousands of dollars on my mental health.
You know what I mean? Something we have to invest in ourselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's good. So, but what has come out of that is probably what I was. When I was a young girl, people used to call me defiant and negative. And the truth of the matter is, that's probably what saved me was my defiance of, right, you know, being a victim, mm-hmm, and not necessarily negative, but not accepting what people tell me as the truth, as the truth.
Then that's good. And I don't think that's necessarily negativity. That's just that you're seeing your path and you're sticking to it despite what people
When you're a little black girl back in the day, it was bad. I was supposed to not, and I didn't realize how defiant I was until I saw it in my kids. And I was like, yeah, that's right. But I backed them up. I go, yeah, that's right. You know, not disrespectful, but you know.
That's cool. I think that's part of what makes you so strong. And that's why maybe you've kept doing and putting music, and why you're back with us here and doing this.
Yeah. I mean, when you write a lot of music and you don't release it, it's almost, I can't even explain it. You have to, if you're an artist, you have to do your art no matter what it is.
Right.
Know? So it's not like, it's like athletes, they have to go run around and throw balls and stuff, right?
You've got to do your thing. You've got to be involved and committed to it. And put in the time. You do.
Absolutely. You do.
Well, dang. Well, I've got like about 100 more questions I want to dig into now that I didn't even get on here. But first up, we're going to play a little bit more music. I've got Alanis Morissette with Iconic.
Oh, cool.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain. Afraid to fly, he packed his suitcase, kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like when you're already late, a no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think it's like rain.
You are listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio, Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays. And if you're just tuning in, we've got Jenner Barrington Ward, who is the front lady for Crushed Velvet. So Jenner, I've just, these things go by so fast, and then afterwards there's so many things I think of that I would have liked to have asked. So while I'm right in the middle of it, I'm going to have you back. You got to come back because there's going to be more stuff and we're going to see more stuff, I assume. And that's what I'm leading into. What, I know the COVID kind of got in the way. What else is in the works for you and Crushed Velvet? Can we be expecting more music? Can we expect more of you?
Of course. Yeah. So basically I'm trying to get back in the studio, but like I said before, being self-funded, you know, that's always a balance between, you know, eating and doing your music, you know. But I'm fortunate, I also own a company called Coalition of Modern Artists, acronym COMA.
Right.
And I've always, so it's an artist-centric production and marketing company. And I also have a radio project called Radio COMA. And I say that because that's kind of how I also make my money.
Okay.
That's what's kept me in sort of the industry when I wasn't a performer. Do you know what I mean? I still did that.
Okay.
Because I started COMA when I got dumped from my label. So I was talking about that earlier.
Yes.
But, you know, I just want to say I'm going back in the studio and then I'm going on tour. That's my goal.
Good. That is awesome.
But COMA got started because of what happened to me. You know, I was this young, you know, innocent, stupid girl. I mean, well, we're all young and stupid at some point,
right.
But we don't expect to encounter, you know, the personification of Satan. And I'm not a Christian, but
right.
That's the easy thing, you know, on earth. Basically,
yeah.
It was, you know, we'll make you a star and having sex with them would be the minimum thing they wanted me to do.
Right.
It was just so degrading. It was just so degrading.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, but lucky for me, I owned my stuff. So when I got dumped, and then I was like, I'm thinking about this. I was talking to my lawyer, even when I was really young, I had the sense to say, how is it that they're going to try to, you know, because usually back in the day, you didn't own your masters and they recorded your album. But I came out of Berkeley with my stuff, you know, kind of recorded. So I didn't need them to... Yeah, so I owned it. And they thought they were stupid enough that I was still going to sign away that and then have me dump them. And they owned. I was like, this is crazy.
Well, see, there's that intelligence that I was talking about. So you were even thinking beforehand.
I just graduated from UC Berkeley. I was like, they think I'm stupid? Come on now. I mean, Econ 101, you know, your price of goods, you know, and it's like, you know, I'm sorry, not happening. But I started my company COMA because of that. You know, I always, you know, I mean, it's the Marxist in me too, you know, own, you know, your market, own the mode of distribution, you know, don't rely on somebody who doesn't have your best interest at heart. And nobody in the music industry has your best music at heart.
What?
No. Are you serious? Oh, you're kidding, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely kidding.
It's really sad.
I mean, I'm kind of new to this, but I'm not that new to the world, so.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's why I was shocked.
Yeah. I mean, but that's too bad. I mean, somebody let a gold mine escape them, and that was foolish on their part.
I think, but you know what? I don't actually think about that because I think that I would have been dead if I had gone down that road. I think all my friends, like the original Crushed Velvet, everybody's dead but me. I kind of keep that name in honor of them.
Okay.
But they're all dead, you know, they're all dead. And they all died from lifestyles, you know, based upon things that were not good for you.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to get past my 30th birthday, and I'm well past it now.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
It's good. It's a surprise, but it's good. I'm glad. And I'm glad you know, had the ability to keep sticking with it, that hard-headedness or whatever it was that they were thinking negative about worked.
But also, when you have kids, you can't kill yourself when you have children.
No, you've got other responsibilities.
You can go right to the edge of that, but the truth of the matter is, it's, you know, you can't do that to your children.
No, and that's often, I mean, a lot of people don't shift gears, and that's why I waited, you know, till I had mine. I'm old and I have a 13-year-old at the house, but it keeps me young,
Lord.
And I love it. I love it. It's the best thing I've ever gotten involved with.
I think whenever you have your kids is when you have your kids, you know, it doesn't matter old, young. It's an experience that changes you forever.
It does. It's an awesome experience. I've so much enjoyed this and am and continue to enjoy it and look forward to it. But well, Jenner, just so the Coalition of Modern Artists, what more can you tell me about that? And also if people want to check into that, where do they go to look at it, download it, listen?
Well, it's a company, and I took my, you know, a couple of years ago when I was supposed to go tour, I took it offline as a website because I didn't want new, didn't want new clients because
okay,
it's hard because I was running it basically the business part of it on my own, even though I use a lot of subcontractors. But what it was it's an art eccentric, meaning it's coming from the perspective of the artist. Mm-hmm. So I could any artist who was who could be digitized, who I could distribute them or market them through the internet, I would work with, and we would do anything from marketing plans, you know, to actually, I didn't like to rep people, so I would find them, or I'd do project management on different artistic projects. It was really, really fun.
Okay.
And I, you know, but the thing about when you do stuff like that, you need to grow, and I could not get business loans. You know, they don't give business loans to black women.
Wow.
I'm here to tell you that. They don't give it, you know, and all of this shit out here that I look at now, you know, from Spotify to whatever, I had that on my fucking radar decades ago.
Right.
Because that's where I knew it was going. And I said, all I needed for my company was to be, you know, didn't know it was the internet, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know,
need
something
that.
Like
yeah.
that. But the problem with the companies that are using it, they're not pro artists. They're just
yeah.
like the other industry things. I mean, like, I hate Spotify. I'll shout it to the top of the... I hate it. I don't like to market on it. I have to. It pisses me off.
Yeah, so you want to do your thing and get your due reward. But
you have to use Spotify. You have to, unfortunately. Everybody who reviews you is going to link back to Spotify.
Well, good. And then now they've got like TBOU 24/7 radio. DeJavian's playing new music. TIA, they're doing, you know, and that's how I got to listening to him, was just the variety of music he played. In fact, he had new artists because I'd be like, who's that? Who's that? I hadn't heard of them. Or people I wasn't familiar with, because I unplugged for a little while and, yeah. You know, it's kind of stepped back. But it's cool listening to, and then especially having an opportunity to get to talk to people like you, Jenner. This I really enjoy. The time flies by when I do these things. So in that vein, I've got to play a little more music. And cool. If you'll sit tight with me, we'll get back. I got another one of yours coming up, and we'll talk a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next up, we have Miguel, Pineapple Skies.
All the trees high enough, baby. Leave it so high your feet won't touch the ground. Would you look up, baby? It's probably a purple sky. Promise everything gonna be alright. Promise everything gonna be alright. Try everything gonna be alright. No storm cloud. Everything gon' be alright, baby. Been tapping you for a long time. Everything gon' be alright. Kissing on the sun while you do it like that. Night so bright while you do it like that. I kiss you, yeah. I kissed you, yo. Everything I do, I'll be wishing you, backslide, doing your baseline. Oh, I wanna show you all night. Everything will be alright. So breathe strong enough, baby. Leave it so high if it won't touch the ground. Hell, can we look up? Look up, girl. It's bright up a purple sky. Promise everything gon' be alright. Don't forget to hold on tight. I wish TV Wonder through the night. Now tomorrow seems so bright, yeah, yeah. Don't look down, we're still there. Something like a thrill. Kissing on the song while you do it like that. Yeah. It's so bright while you do it like that. I ain't kiss you yet. I ain't kiss you, yo, yo, yo. Everything I do, wishing you, yo, yo, yo. Backslide, backslide.
I wanna do it now.
Give me your baseline, baseline. I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know, wanna show you all. Everything will be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
We could be the kind of peace in the eye of the storm, yeah.
Be alright.
When it's all back in the clouds in the morning. Yeah.
Be alright.
Be alright.
That's right. You're listening to The Mountain Man on Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays right here on TBOU 24/7 radio. And we've had a special one for you today. If you're just tuning in, I have Miss Jenner Barrington Ward from Crushed Velvet here. And we've been playing some of her music. Jenner, you still there?
Yeah, I am still here. I was listening to the music.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, listen, we've got one of yours coming up next. I'm going to be playing Release Me, and that is also off of the new EP.
Yes, it is.
Better Late Than Never. So what what's special about this one?
First of all, I just love this song. It's a great groove. It was part of one of my comebacks that fizzled out. But it's just one of those, like, for me, writing a song is, there's three different types of ways to write a song. One is it just kind of floats into your head, almost full form, verse and chorus. You know what I mean? And it's your job just to catch it.
Right.
Then there are ones that you get paid to do. Like, I used to write jingles, man, you know, part,
okay,
but you get paid to do it. And then the third part are the ones you struggle with. You get a line and you really have to work them. Release Me is one of the first types. It just floated in my head. And it's like, you know, I don't really ever write love songs. So this song is really, you know, talking about, you know, somebody who wants to be released, you know, from a bad relationship, except for the
right.
Truth be told, that was my ex-boyfriend whining on the phone to me after I dumped him.
Oh.
It wasn't me, because I'm not crying after nobody. You're going to go, bye-bye. That's really not me. So that song is really kind of funny, because it's all about him crying and whining on my, you know, my voicemail, you know, about,
voicemail.
Like, you need to release me. And I'm like, yeah, you're released. I'm going to change my number too.
There you go. Yeah, somehow I can easily see that and easily believe that. So
right.
Listen, we're going to play the song. But I just real quick, do you have any advice for young artists starting out?
Be true to yourself always.
Right.
You know, that's the number one thing is that, as a vocalist, you know, I've been told I studied opera and, you know, I could have been, I have an operatic range.
So you're classically trained.
I'm classically trained as a ballet dancer and as, you know, a flute player. As a flautist, that's how I started out. And that's what I would tell people. I mean, there's something really important about the fundamentals in music. And there's also something really important about understanding music theory. It makes it easier for you to work with other people. And it really, theory does not bind you.
Right.
You know, I went to Berkeley. I hated it. I hated all of that. And I didn't stay there very long because I couldn't stand it. But let me tell you something. When I have an issue and I have to figure out a part, you know, not only can I write music, but I will like, okay, what is that? And I'll go back to that basic harmony, you know.
Right, right. Okay. And, so you're legit. So you've done that.
I had to go through. I don't know if that makes me legit. So what I would say to young people is to get training and understand that, you know, I don't care if you're a rapper or not, as a vocalist, you know, that's your instrument,
yeah.
You know, and you need to make sure that you keep it, you know. I've always studied. I'm really kind of in between teachers now, but I'm still using my vocalizations that I was using before. But
okay, ongoing, you know, education.
Yeah, it's an instrument. You know, if you don't, you know, why peak if you don't have to? You will anyway.
That's it. Well,
we can lie to yourself.
Besides the flute, what other instruments do you play?
I started off, believe it or not, trying to play the accordion a long time ago. That didn't really happen. Yeah.
And that's not easy.
But it kind of sets you up to play the guitar in a lot of ways, because you got the left hand and even the piano.
Yeah.
I play keys. Like on Anthem, that's me all over. Like on Anthem, that's me on the keyboard. That's me on some of the guitar. I'm not playing the lead, but that's me on the drum machine too. I wrote all the drum parts.
Oh, okay.
So I play violin. I really suck at violin. Really, I just didn't, you know. And also, I was taught to read music, but I was dyslexic, and no one caught on to this.
Oh wow!
So for
okay.
a huge part of my life, I thought I was stupid and untalented.
Something's wrong.
I couldn't figure it out until, you know, to be quite honest, one day I got high and played the flute, and I go, oh.
Damn. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, especially with the learning disabilities, it does, your brain works differently. And, you know, when teachers are teaching, as we come through school, they're teaching to everybody, not each individual student. And there's
you literally cannot read the notes. It's just dots.
I can imagine how tough that would be.
It was insane.
An added factor. But, you know, you stuck with it. I mean, between that, you know, that's off. Because I did a little bit of woodwinds and brass and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Did clarinet and sax. And I played a little bit of flute because of the sax. I could play the flute somewhat. But it's not an easy instrument.
It's not an easy instrument.
And you don't hear it much. I think it's kind of underutilized a lot.
It's an orchestra instrument. You know, who uses orchestrations these days when you have a sample?
Right. That's it. And it's tough. I mean, Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson was one back in the day, you know, doing a lot of stuff with funky instruments.
You have Lizzo. She plays the flute, even though I've never seen her play the flute. But, you know, I hear she's good. I mean, I don't listen to anybody. I'm one of those people. It's really bad.
You're doing your thing, and there's, you know, that's cool. I dig that and respect it. Well, we're going to keep going, and coming up, we've got Release Me by Crushed Velvet.
It's midnight, and I'm stranded on the highway. Ain't nobody going my way. As I shiver in the cold, if I had your number, you know that I would call ya, and you could come and get me and take me home. But I don't know where you are, but I'm sure you're not thinking about me. You're probably in her arms, and that's all you see. I don't care if you love her, I don't care if she loves you. Oh no, because before you broke my heart, there's one thing you forgot to do. You didn't release me from the grips of your love. You didn't release me so I can walk away untouched. But this crying out for you and trying to do anything to get you back, release me. I from your load. I'm so tired of waiting for help to come. And it's crying, you know, it doesn't help me none. That little loving love would get me going and stop these bitter tears from flowing from mine. But deep inside, I know that I don't know where you are, but I'm sure you're not thinking about me. You're probably in her arms, and that's all you see. But this crying after you, and trying to do anything to get you back, release me from your love. You didn't release me from the grips of your love. You didn't release me so I can walk away untouched. But just crying after you and trying to do anything to get you back, release me from your love. Release me from your love. Release me.
And that was Release Me by Crushed Velvet. And I've got Jenner Barrington Ward right here with me. And we've been talking and having a good time, finding out a lot of stuff. And I've got a whole ton more questions I'd like to ask about. But just keeping it going, what we talked on, touched briefly, that you took a hiatus, quite understandably. And so what got you back? I know the music never quit rolling through your head, but what got you back to where you're at now?
So I art and life are the same, and my struggles outside of art was the same struggles I had in corporate America. You know, it's just no different. And I ended up moving out to Seattle for a job where it was just, I ended up, let's put it like this, I ended up with an NDA, you know, and okay, it was that horrible. And I just fell apart. I was just like, why is everything in my life so bad? Why can't I succeed at everything, in anything? You know, I felt like my music was a failure and my, career was a failure. And, wow, talking about going into therapy and really trying to heal yourself, I came around to realize that the only thing you could do in this life is to do what makes you happy. You know what I mean? You have to do what truly makes you happy, and not drugs or something like that, because that's not really making you happy. You have to really look at what is it in the middle of all of this hell that I'm going through, what makes me happy? Because the only thing that's going to save me is being happy. You know what I mean? Money's not going to save me. People aren't going to save me. I have to figure out a way to find my way back to being happy.
Those are great words of advice.
Yeah. And what I realize is the only thing that makes me happy is music and my art.
Awesome.
It's the only thing, because this is true expression of who I am and what I do.
And you truly are an artist. I mean, you're classically trained. It's just amazing.
And I'm broke and unappreciated.
So the broke artist thing is a real thing. Broken, starving artist. Okay. Well, I know there is a lot that you have to do. And just, the lessons, the instruments and all that, that comes at a little bit of an expense, does it not?
Yeah, everything comes with experience. Do you know what I mean? There are some people who, musically, who are gifted. Like, there are creative people, and there are technical people. I went to school at Berkeley with a bunch of technical musicians who are incredible. I am not a technician.
That's not your thing.
I struggle with my guitar playing. Only because when I went to Berkeley as a girl, I was a chick, and I was so overwhelmed. Like, one of the issues that I have with the trauma in my life is, most artists have performance anxiety. I don't know if you know that.
I did not.
Especially good ones
about
like Prince. like Prince, horrible. Because I think when you're creative, sometimes you don't know where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
Okay,
will it be there
okay.
when I step on the stage? You it know seems, what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to a technician who's practices 6-7 hours a day. Now, don't get me wrong. I have and do practice many hours a day. You know what I mean?
I don't doubt that. Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not a technician. I can't roll off thousands of scales. If I had to get paid, I could do it. But somebody says, you're going to eat here. You're going to have to go and, you know, sight read this stuff and play some really weird standards. I could do it, thank God, but
wow.
Hopefully that'll never happen.
Well, so you've done a lot. I mean, you're educated, you've done a lot with school and all. Now, do you feel like the education that you've had, you know, besides college and graduate work, is that helped you? And I think that's more than a lot of people that are in the industry. That's more training and education than a lot of people have the opportunity to do. Do you think that's been a big benefit, being able to do and go to school like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. But that's also, you know, growing up Black in America and realizing that you've got to do better and be better and you got to achieve or you're going to not be living a very nice life.
Right. You know, I mean, that goes with anybody and anything, but
it goes with anybody, but from the where I, you know, that was foremost in our head. I don't know. I mean, you know, that was my experience of America at that point as a Black person in particular. And understand that's how everything is kind of, I see it through because it's always been thrown in my face. I don't sit around and go, hey, I'm a Black woman, treat me like this. It's always been, why am I being treated like that? And then realizing, oh, it's because I'm a Black woman.
Right.
That was a very, very hard, I mean, I always understood racism, but to really realize that, and then going back to being happy and why I'm doing my music is realizing I didn't really lose. I was just up against some tremendous odds.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? With nobody helping me. So let me go do what makes me happy.
And that's tough. Yeah. It is hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
But you did it. I think that hard-headedness or whatever it was they were talking about, I think that's how you did it and what got you through. That, you know,
well,
being
I'm
able
not
to stick
through
to it.
I'm still not through it. You know, I mean, life is still tough. We're all living on the edge.
That's
And I have a straight job. I work in a hospital in Boston in the middle of a pandemic. How deep do you think that is? Yeah.
Wow, that's something. And we thank you for that too. Anything you're doing to contribute to this. This has been such a mess. It's just crazy how things have gotten. I mean, the things we can't get.
Unbelievable.
I whine about not being able to get green Kool-Aid. It's crazy. But, you know, just a little dumb things. But, you know, with you and your band, it's kind of, you know, they're not able, y'all aren't able to get out and do what you want and get together and everything. It's crazy how this has been affected so much, so many people in so many different ways. It's going to be one for the history books. That's for sure.
It is. But I think it's also a turning point for a lot of people. Like this whole great resignation thing is kind of amazing because it's kind of how I lived my whole life. Like, I really never wanted to climb the corporate ladder. I just wanted a damn job so I could do my art. But that bothered people. It always bothered people that I wasn't interested in corporate politics or that I didn't care. That's the real issue. I wasn't invested in their little rat race.
You were playing the game right.
Yeah, well, yeah. And even when I tried, I did try. And I ended up turning into this jaded gossip bitch.
Yeah.
Because you play the game, you become them. You know, you
That's
become
true.
Them. And I think I ended up on like antidepressants and said, I can't do this. Yeah.
Right. I can definitely identify with that. I mean, that's such a big thing, but it's crazy. It's just crazy.
It is.
Well, we're going to do what I call pushing the button and paying some bills. And then we'll be back with Jenner Barrington Ward. Crushed Velvet. So sit tight. You're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 radio.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats. Beats.
Mixing
the beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius. This is Coach Mo Fett. And you're listening to TBOU.
That's right. You are listening to to TBOU 24/7 radio, and you've got the Mountain Man on Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays. And I'm lucky enough to have Jenner Barrington Ward here with me of Crushed Velvet. And we've been playing some of her music and finding out, you know, how she's gotten to where she is today. It's been very interesting for me. I hope everybody's enjoyed this as much as I have, because the time is just flying by. And well, listen, I know, Jenner, I know you've got family and stuff like that, and there don't seem to be enough hours in the day. So how do you find time to perform?
Well, it's been online lately, you know, up until recently, it's been all live streaming. Excuse me. So that's made it a lot easier when you don't have to, you know, pack in and pack out, and you can just play right from your room. But
right.
Yeah, my
and
first.
That's different.
It is different. It's bizarre, but it's bizarre because you're basically singing to your phone, looking at yourself, and like that's not what you need to be doing when you're playing music. I gotta tell you,
right?
You need to not be looking at you. Even if you're a narcissist, you need to not do that.
Right.
But I got really at one point I was making a lot of money at it, and then I just realized, like, you know, it's good for certain. I think it's good for people who do cover music, but when you only do original music, you know, it's hard to find the audience that wants to listen to your stuff. And then they go, you know, play this. And I go, I don't sing that. And they go, you know, because I mean, I can't cover music, but, you know, I don't want to. In the time I could learn how to sing somebody's song, I could have written three. So it's kind of the way I look at it.
You just are not playing the game right. I mean, obviously, with your talent and training, you could cover pretty much anybody, I would think, and do a good job of it. But it's not what you want to do, right?
Well, no, it's time consuming.
I can imagine.
It's time consuming to learn other people's music and to sing it well. I mean, I do. I mean, believe me, I did GB bands, wedding bands. I, you know, if you wanted to bust out the 80s right now, I could do them all.
There we go.
80s and 90s. 2000s, I stopped doing cover bands.
Okay. And it sounds like you won't half-ass stuff. Is that right?
That I what?
You don't half-ass stuff. You're all in or nothing, right?
Well, if you have to sing it. I mean, if I'm playing guitar, so here's the truth. I'm not going to learn anybody's music on guitar and play rhythm guitar in anybody's band. It's never going to happen. It's going to take too long.
Right.
Unless you gave me a lot of money, then I would do it, okay?
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's not going to happen. Yeah, exactly. Give me some money. I will do it. But it has to be enough. Singing someone's song, I would do.
Okay.
But doing both. I don't want to.
Well, I mean, so I
wouldn't mind covering like something like Nina Simone, something select like that. I would do in a heartbeat.
I gotcha. Well, you're so cool. I mean, that's really something. I hope people are listening. I hope people are making notes at what this young lady's saying. Cause I mean, you've been out there, you put in the time, you've done what you needed to do. You saw into the future, you know, what you wanted to do. You're very true to your art. I think that's so cool. You don't seem to play around at all with this. You're serious about it. You're all in. You're in it to win it. I hate that you ran into troubles along the way, but I think maybe that helped form you to where you are now, which is really cool. I mean, you're awesome. I love talking to you and stuff. And I want to meet you and I want to have you back on the show. It's going to be something. Cause you just
definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're just amazing. I mean, I've had stuff written down. It's all over the place. Cause, every time we bring up something, there's more I'd like to know. But, so you were out for a while and came back to it, and your band now, are y'all going to be able to get back together and actually go out and play gigs on the road, or how's
that
going to work?
Well, I have a couple of gigs, but they're not local. So I'm going to have to start auditioning band members, and it's difficult in Boston. Boston's a hard, hard place to do music, especially since I will always be a New Yorker to Bostonians.
I gotcha.
I've always played Boston as an outside band too. I've never played it locally because I can't seem to keep a band together with Boston people.
Really?
Do not know why.
Well,
you know,
what's up with that, Bostonians?
I think it's the Berkeley curse. I mean, if you go to Berkeley, you go to Berkeley, and then if you don't, you don't. I'm hoping it's changed. I haven't really been keyed into the local scene in a long time. I think I played the House of Blues in it was 2019. That was great. I thought, oh my God. And then I had all these gigs lined up and then COVID came. But
it's just messed everything up.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I have to find new band members, which is interesting.
I can imagine right now it'd be tough. It doesn't seem like anybody wants to do much of anything for some reason.
No, there are a lot of musicians that do. It's just like, what's happening, I think, is just like everything, you know, the cream is rising to the top and the people who are resilient and want to work are coming out of the woodwork. But a lot of them haven't played in a while, people who I'm running into. So it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting mix of, well, okay, that sounds good, because people I want to play with don't want to do anything. They're like, I don't want to go out. I want to get COVID. I'm like, okay, well, it's just crazy. But then there are all these people, and also a whole bunch of people who I met live streaming, who got their groove back doing live streaming, and now want to go out there and play, you know, which is fine. But the problem is that you got to have experience to tour. I can't really tour with a green band. It's not fun.
I can imagine there'd be a lot to that.
I hate everything about touring, but it is necessary. Well, when I toured, it was a long time ago, and it was, you know, not like what it is now.
Right. And things have changed so much in the last decade. And then the last years, it's really gotten different. But let's see, of all your music that's out there, new, recent, you know, stuff from the past, do you have a favorite? And if you do, what about it makes it special?
Well, I don't know if you have it, but my song Always, I love that song Always. It's just a really great song. It's one of those songs that floated into my essence. And it's just, every time I hear it, it's one of those songs that resonates with me because it's about somebody. And every time I hear it, whether that person, they have no clue the song is about them.
Really?
But I have no clue whatsoever. Wow. You know, they could probably give two shits. But, you know, Always, that's the whole thing about the song. It's you know, love is love, whether it's recognized or not.
It's true. It's a very strong emotion. I can imagine that's a good bit of a motivator, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, the time has literally flown by. Jenner, I want to thank you for being here with me. Jenner is the front lady of Crushed Velvet. They've got some new stuff out. She's been around for a while, so she's got some things that are already out there. Where is the best place for people to find your stuff now?
CrushedVelvetLive.com or CrushedVelvetLive.bandcamp.com.
All right. Hopefully people wrote that down or whatever y'all do to remember stuff these days. I write stuff on my hand on the Palm Pilot.
I remember nothing.
Yeah, I've got to write it down somewhere. Usually if I write it down, I remember. But if I don't write it down, it's just gone. Yeah,
it's just gone.
So I want to thank you for being here with me. I love listening to your music. It's been awesome talking with you today. You're an amazing, amazing woman, a truly gifted artist. Intelligent, strong-willed. I bet you do scare the crap out of every man you meet.
Yeah, I don't meet any. Well,
so, guys, stand tall, because this is one something lady. She is it. She's the real deal.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we're going to be playing Katy Perry, Dark Horse, and we're going to finish up with Infinity by James Young.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
And here you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
'Cause I'm
capable of anything. And everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Hey!
Are you ready for, ready for?
Hey!
A perfect storm, a perfect storm.
Hey! Hey!
'Cause what's your mind, what's your mind?
Hey! 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 Hey!
There's no going back.
Hey!
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 lover make you levitate.
Like a bird.
Like a bird without a cage.
Down to earth.
If you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no, maybe. So just be sure before you give it all to me. All to me, give it all to me. So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for, ready for a perfect storm, a perfect storm? Cause what's your mind, what's your mind?
She's a beast, I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rapped me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're for.
You should know.
Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for, ready for,
ready for
a perfect storm, perfect storm, perfect storm? Cause what's your mind, what's your mind?
There's no going back.
I am going to switch up and play something for my special somebody, and we'll play this Ed Sheeran in Bad Habits. Thanks, y'all, for listening to The Mountain Man.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. Started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true. It's true, my bad habits lead to you. My bad habits lead to you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.